people who like cassettes, you know, are a devoted minority, but definitely a devoted underground.
Technology may have changed, but author Rob Sheffield still loves the sound of a cassette and everything that goes along with the culture of the mixtape. And as he describes in his new book, love was a big part of it too. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Nick Hornby talked about it in High Fidelity. Thurston Moore filled a whole book with its history. And now Rob Sheffield, a contributing editor at Rolling Stone, takes a personal look at his own love affair with the mixtape. His new book is called Love is a Mixtape, Life and Loss, One Song at a Time. And as the title indicates, music did mix with both love and tragedy in Rob's life, from meeting his first wife, sharing a musical courtship, and then coping with her untimely death. As music so often does, it helped Rob get through. The book chronicles the songs and mixes that did it. And Rob shared a few details about the process and his mixtape obsession during an interview with FUV's Julianne Welby.
You really have all your mixtapes intact?
Yeah. Well, I never threw anything away, so I still have my Welcome Back, Kotter trading cards. I never threw anything away.
And for you, mixtapes had a different agenda depending on who the person was, who you were giving it to, or what the moment was for.
Yeah, I guess that's really where the tape starts, is the occasion of making it.
Let's get right to it. You get the girl by making a mixtape, right?
That's probably why 95% of mixtapes are made. In those days when you were romantically interested in somebody and you were in their apartment, the first thing you did was you drifted over to their wall of tapes. Were they a neat freak? Were their tapes like really organized alphabetically? Or were they a really messy person? Were there tapes from other boys, you know, that I needed to watch out for? That was a definite courtship ritual of the 80s.
It was a very pivotal moment for you when you handed a mixtape to the woman who would be your wife.
Yeah, that was definitely a tape. I sweated blood trying to think of the perfect arrangement and decided to have a Lucinda Williams song, I Just Wanted to See You So Bad. I just want to see you so bad. It just has a computer printout of the song titles because I was afraid my bad handwriting would be a deal breaker romantically, so just working my particular musical angle and hoping that she would like it.
And it worked.
Yeah, it did that time. It was basically came out of a conversation that we had about the band Big Star, Alex Chilton's band, and she was a big fan of them, but there was one record that she hadn't heard, and of course I said, oh, I'll make you a tape of that one.
So innocent.
Yes, exactly. It's just about music.
Won't you let me walk you home from
We talk a lot around here at WFUV about songs that are ruined for us because of the breakup of a relationship.
Yes.
In your case, much more serious, you lost your wife, and that's what your book is about. Do these songs ever have a place in your life again, or can you no longer listen to them?
It's very hard to predict. It's something that every couple of years I try to play an Al Green record, and I say, not yet. It's just not that time yet.
Yet there are other artists that were important during your marriage that you listened to other times?
The Nirvana Unplugged special just came out on DVD, and I just watched that for the first time in years. Surprisingly, it was very intense, but it was still, you know, a tricky thing to go back to music that's in your past and that has emotional connections.
You're really still making mixtapes on cassettes?
Yeah, I'm afraid it's true. In fact, I will often download a song and then burn it onto a CD and then put the CD in my stereo and then make a cassette from that CD.
Rob, do we need to get you help?
I think so. It's funny. I actually got pulled out of a security line at LaGuardia this summer. I was traveling with my Walkman in my bag, and they had never seen one before. And they pulled me out of the security line and they said, we have to search your bag. And they said, what is this? And I said, it's a Walkman. Everybody has a Walkman, right?
We used to.
Exactly. One of the older security personnel came over and said, haven't seen one of these in a long time. And they're asking all these questions like, you also have an iPod in your bag. Why are you carrying this suspicious looking cassette player? And I said, it's really just, you know, I have a Rolling Stones tape in it. To me, the Stones sound best on cassette, a tape with Let It Bleed on one side and Beggar's Banquet on the other. That's how you listen to the Stones. They just don't sound right with all that digital purity.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste.
The Stones, not on cassette, from an interview with Rob Sheffield, author of Love is a Mixtape, Life and Loss, One Song at a Time, published by Three Rivers Press. Hear this and many other exclusive interviews in our online archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.